I've been doing a lot of stuff, you know, been doing light jogging, you know, little ladder work, a lot of strengthening for the quad and hamstrings, so hamstring curls, leg press, you know, single leg squats and all that. Oh, yeah, no, my pro day is March 18th, so I probably wouldn't be able to do anything. Yeah, for sure. Yes, sir. I feel like, you know, this class is definitely deep for the running back position, and we have a lot of talented guys. And, you know, my job is I want to be a number one pick, so, but, you know, we'll see how everything goes. You know, I'm just trying to get my knee back right and just show the teams that I can come back healthy. Yeah, I mean, I'm not here to be number five overall or second round pick. I mean, I want to be the best.
Why do you think you'd be worth that pick?
I mean, I know what I can do. You know, I feel like I can come in and help a team. I mean, y'all might think I sound ridiculous, but, you know, that's the confidence I have in myself.
It's hard to be patient. Teams that you are worthy of being the first running back
pick. Man, you know, just going in there, you know, meeting with them, doing the interviews, you know, having that first impression and just showing them my football intelligence, you know, off the field. You know, I can't do anything performance-wise, so. Right now, it's just me just letting them know me as a person and just showing them what I can do, you know, on the field with my brain.
How long do you expect to be before you're 100% healthy?
I'm not sure. You know, timetable, 6 to 9 months. I got hurt in November, so, you know, I'm not really giving no timetable. So I'm just trying to get back, you know, safe, but, you know, as quick as possible. You know, I was a little bit worried, you know, definitely was kind of sad, but, you know, at the end of the day, I had to be positive about the injury and move on and, you know, just let this motivate me to get back and, you know, take all the anger out when I get back. Can you say that again? I don't think so. You know, I'm a strong-minded person. And, you know, I've been through a lot of stuff, so I feel like I'll be fine.
As a competitor, is being patient the hardest part, wanting to be out there working out and showing what you can do?
Yeah, you're definitely being patient. You want to be out there with the guys. You know, you happy for the guys that's out there competing. But at the end of the day, you want to see yourself competing with those guys because, you know, that's what the combine is all about, just going out there, doing the workouts and, you know, showing the coaches what you can do.
How do you break coming back playing?
Can you say that again, please? No, I haven't talked to him.
How do you physically feel right now? Is there any soreness?
No, I'm fine right now. You know, definitely got over the little limp walk, you know, which happens after the surgery. But like I said, I'm just happy to be moving around again.
There aren't that many teams that still use a three-down back. Why do you feel like you'd be able to be that feature guy in the NFL?
I just know the way I work, you know, what type of back I am, and, you know, how long I've, you know, what type of player I've become over the past couple years. And, you know, I'm going to work as hard as possible to get back and, you know, be that guy when I come back.
Are you confident you'll be able to play this
year? Yeah, yes, sir.
Do you look at a guy like Adrian Peterson bouncing back from a knee injury and able to be the NFL MVP then?
Yeah, that definitely motivates you, but I'm definitely not on Adrian Peterson, I mean, that guy is a freak of nature. But, you know, my goal is to be a freak of nature as well and try to get back as fast as possible. But, you know, I'm not going to rush anything.
What are the weaknesses in your game?
My weaknesses in my game is definitely, you know, anything without the ball. So, you know, I definitely can learn a lot from pass protection. You know, I might not do it correct sometimes, but, you know, I definitely have the heart to do it. And, you know, that's about it, I feel. Yeah, it does. You look at, you know, previous draft classes, but at the end of the day, all you can worry about is interviewing with the teams, you know, just making that good impression, just showing them what type of player and person you are, and, you know, hopefully, you know, you get picked up. I have no idea. I don't. You know, I did it because I love football. That's what I do. I mean, play football my whole life. So, you know, injuries come with the game, and, you know, I wouldn't take that game back for nothing.
What are teams most curious about when they talk to you?
Can you say that again?
What are teams most curious about when they talk to you?
I haven't really even talked to any teams like that yet. So, I mean, I have all my interviews scheduled for tonight and tomorrow. So, you know, I'll figure that out.
How many interviews do you have
scheduled now? I have 24 all together. Yeah. I don't know. Drink a lot of water so I won't be dehydrated in there, be licking my lips the whole time. But just going in there, being myself, and, you know, they ask me questions, tell the truth, and, you know, just be myself. Oh, I mean, definitely. It's definitely mental, just coming in here doing all the medical stuff and, you know, interviews. But it's built that way to see, you know, what type of person you are. You know, can you handle adversity on the last day and go out there and compete and run great times?
You think any NFL golf will give you another try at kickoff return like you did so in college?
I hope so, man. I hope so.
Running back Dominic Brown, table two.
Man, I look at everybody from competition, you know, even guys that's in this draft class. But, you know, I grew up being a C.J. Spiller fan. And I've definitely started to like Le'Veon Bell game, you know, this past couple years just looking at him. So, I mean, I look at, you know, everybody.
Kentucky running back Braylon Hurd, table one. Just man up to my mistakes.
You know, I made a dumb mistake, and, you know, I suffered the consequences. But, you know, I have to move on from that, but just show them that I'm a great person at the end of the day. Oh, yeah, it does. You know, that probably was one of the best, worst things that happened to me. You definitely want to keep your eyes on the swivel and just watch who you're around. Because, you know, everybody's not, you know, for you. And, you know, even though I made a dumb mistake, but, you know, it just make you think about stuff in the future. I'm not sure. It's just, like, room number, so I really can't tell you.